Good evening to everyone. I want to thank the Lord for this opportunity and also to the elders giving me this chance to present what's going on in one small part of India. And three of us were able to go there from here and join them. Before I start, I want to read a couple of words from Gospel of Mark, chapter 16. Verse 15, Mark chapter 16, verse 15, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. 19 and 20. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with the signs following. Amen. The Lord working with them. What I am going to show you is an evidence the Lord is working with the people who listened to him and obeyed him, left their home to preach his word everywhere. This is our third trip to India. One of Rosie's older sisters, she was traveling to many countries every year, couple of countries with a word of life. And she went few places. Then she thought, how about going to India? And she called us and we said, yeah, we'll be coming. And called few people and got the, everybody decided to go. That's where this started. This was our third trip. When you look at there, Thokapal Children's Developmental Center, I was thinking two nights ago, reading this portion and thinking about it. My phone is next to me, and I saw a message come, Brother Sam Thomas. I haven't heard from him maybe 6-7 months. So I called him back right away. He was getting ready to go to India. He was here. And he told me, so I mentioned to him, I am presenting the work in India. He said, please thank everyone for the prayers because Lord is working. They had the big election in his state and the party, the Hindu conservative party, they lost and the Congress party won, which they are not against the Christian work. So that was an answer for prayer. At the same time, India's biggest election is coming April 2nd week, 11 onwards. And if the present Prime Minister, he tell these fanatic Hindus to destroy the Christian churches and everywhere it's going on, happening. And they thought they will win easily. India had so much corruption last 5 years under his watch. Nobody thought that there is anybody else have a chance. But things are changing last few months. He asked me, tell everyone to pray diligently. The Indian communities also, even nominal Christians all praying that they don't want to see this man coming back again. And he also said, because the state government concerning Sam Thomas' work, they do not, because it is Congress, they won't try to persecute him. That kind of stopped. But the central government is still trying to push things against him. So if we have a Congress, it will be very good for the Lord's work and Christians. This last month alone, they burned 10 churches. Because the election coming, they want to clean up every their act so they will get some vote. They think people will forget a lot of things. But still, even now it's happening. He reminded me about that. I haven't heard that. So a lot of news doesn't go out much. I mentioned about Children's Development Center. Thokapal, that's where Babu Thomas, he was here once working. With his wife, he got married here in 1981 in Pennsylvania. In 82, he was start the work over there. He had God called him to translate the Bible to that particular language called Halbi. So he left here, went over there, and start the ministry. That's we decided to go there to help them. Our sister, Pat Cardillo, decided in the last minute she wanted to join us. And you all know she came with us. This is New York Airport. We had 10 people there. Most of them went in Kuwait Airways. Rose and myself, we went different carrier. But we joined in in New Delhi together. And early morning, we caught a flight to Raipur, that's the city of the state where Babu Thomas working. We were there having breakfast in a hotel there. This is the city of Jagdalpur, that's the hotel we stayed. And most of us are there in Jagdalpur. That's a... All these slides are Sister Cardillo made it. I am using it. I just rearranged some of it. Babu Thomas have a vehicle over 20 years old. He's still taking care of it so well. So it can carry about 14 people. It's an old big Jeep. And we all get in packed with our luggage there. And from Jagadalpur, Raipur is the capital. The airport we landed, from there, we arranged a bus to carry a six-hour drive all the way to Jagadalpur. From Jagadalpur, he came and picked us up from the hotel the way he was working. That is called Thokapal. When he went there, it was a village, nothing there. But now it became a good-sized village. So he came with the Jeep and picked us up. It's about, I think, 12 miles, somewhere there. That's our breakfast in the hotel. It's a nice hotel in Indian standard. On the way, you can see the place is beautiful. You can see a lot of paddy field and a lot of greenery there. And as she mentioned, a lot of cows everywhere. India, as a Hindu nation, they worship cows. But the average Indians doesn't know India is the biggest exporter in the world for beef. I only realized a couple of years ago after coming here reading some article, India is competing in the world market. They sell more beef. But these people who worship them doesn't know those things. They're hiding it. And they can roam around anywhere nobody will touch. The vehicle comes, they know, they just give away. If not, you have to stop, let them move away, then you go. If you hit a cow, you won't go anywhere from there. So we reach Thokapal, and just before we reach to his place, some of the villagers, all these men and the ladies are Christians. So they arranged a welcoming party. So they have some their own built drums, and they have some village dancing to receive us. The small street just before the assembly there. This is, we were inside, they were bring dance and walk and bring us inside. Welcome there. You can see a few of us there. Then about an hour, they just drum and dance around. They ask us to join. Some of them joined. I'm not into it. They all wear very colorful dress. And you can see how they look. They usually have two meals, one in the morning, one in the evening, and hard working in the field. When Babu Thomas went there, the first thing he tried to get an acre land. And a long time ago, he was able to buy some land. The first several years, they do not allow him. They don't sell him because they don't know him. And his first child went to be with the Lord, I think 4 or 5 years old, because got fever and there is no medical doctors in the village. The nearest place is over an hour away, and there is nowhere to get, and she died. Then the villagers realized this man is real. So after that, he got more communication, and the people start talking to him, and the village leader allowed him to buy some land. So he bought an acre and built the chapel, the church building, all the way at the back. Actually, that is the front side. We took the picture from the back. I don't know, maybe she took the picture. Then in the middle, you can see some gap. They have another building inside for the children to play and their dining area. He used to take care of about 268 children there. These children from 4 or 5 year old till high school. They come early morning, 7 o'clock. Over there, the public school starts at 10 o'clock. So from 7 to 10, that 3 hours, he teach them Bible, teach them songs, and present them gospel every day and make everyone to pray. And then the next 2 hours, they get drink. They get, all get a glass of milk. It's supported by compassion. So it was well organized. They are all taken care of so well. Every 3 months, they get a doctor's checkup. Otherwise, it never happened in their life. So there were very healthy kids in the whole area. So all the parents want their children to go there. So he get a lot of children all taken care of. And in the school also, there were some of the best students, because here they teach the first 1 hour, they teach them the scripture and the songs. Then the next 2 hours, they were taught the academic schools. They had trained teachers. He hired them and they teach. And he managed everything. And at the end, they had 268. When this present government came, they shut down all the children work, orphanage work, or any of this work. They, by law, they stopped everything. So he feel that that's the way the Christianity grow in India. So he shut that all over India. So he cannot do that anymore. Let me go to the next. Yeah, there is a sister. That's one of the local evangelists' wife. She wanted to take a picture with all of them. This is Brother Babu and his wife. We get up early morning, and Babu come and pick us up. We go there. The first thing is next almost, we have a meditation there about 20, 25 minutes. All what we are doing is medicine all over the place. We ordered medicines, all came. Then we have to sort it out and arrange. And surprisingly, I was the pharmacist. Rose was standing behind me and helped me in everything. I don't know anything about that trade. But she was with me always to help. But we arrange all this thing, maybe take 35, 40 minutes for that day. Then they... This is the whole gang. We went there, sitting there for a picture. That's the tent. The patients come there and we present the gospel. All those people sitting there are evangelists who come there to translate what we speak in English. They will translate to the local language. So they had a small prayer before they start. This is where we present the gospel. You can see the right side picture that that's where all these villagers coming there for medical help. They have to sit, they have to come and stand there, and we make a receipt for their names and detail and the nature of their sickness. Then they have to wait until they get called from the office. We set up in the another building. This is two sisters. They were helping the nursery, taking care of the children there. Some of them went, they found out the children have nothing to play. So they went to the first day, evening, they went to the town to get some balls and so they can entertain the children. Yeah, that brother, tall brother, he is one of the evangelists there. This is one of the doctor. She's the opposite, the translator. And the patients comes there. You can see the bundles behind them. Those are the New Testament published about 2 years ago in the local language. That's the mission. Babu Thomas went there and completed the translation work. He has to start from the scratch. They didn't have a language. They have only a spoken language called, the people are called the Halba people. It's about 8 million people. They didn't have a written language. So he has to take the Hindi language as the script and make the language and made it written, then teach them. So now it took 37 years to reach this far. So now they have a New Testament, whole New Testament, they are distributing everywhere. That sister from, I think from New Jersey. Brooklyn, yeah. I think PA, right? PA, I think her qualification. Physician assistant, right, yeah. That's another evangelist translating. There's another patient. We have set up like 2-3 places, different corners in the building, so they can come and talk to the person, doctor, and there is a translator has to translate, and then the doctors write the medicine. They come to the another building where we were, and there was a Catholic hospital about 18 miles away. So Babu Thomas talked to the priest, and they sent their he's not a doctor, he's a technician to check the eyes, so to try to distribute the glasses that we took. But we were not able to distribute many of them. Only the one we were able to distribute there were already have the glasses tested and wrote the power on it. The rest of them he handed over to some of the trustworthy people, so they said they will check their eyes and the glasses and give to them later. That's the same. We have, I think she's a nurse helping. That's Rose's oldest sister. She's also a senior nurse taking care of the patients. This is the last day we had a Thanksgiving meeting with all the local evangelists who came to help us, and all of us and some of the local believers. They were came to thank us for coming there to help them. And they also have some small gift for us, some handcraft stuff, small things they give to us. That brother who is holding it and giving to us, he's an evangelist in Jagdalpur. He's doing an outstanding work. I will come to that a little later. This is the window where the patients come with the prescription. We will give them and we keep a record of it. This is all these people coming there, the villagers coming. They have to walk 3 to 4 hours to come here. And when they come, we feed them because they will be hungry. So they will, after feeding them, they come to that tent where we preach. They come and listen till they get called to see the doctor. So that's the whole point. We went there. We get that window of some time that we can present the gospel to them. This is where Babu Thomas, their kitchen, they are living. This is right behind, part of the chapel. Part of the chapel, there is a bedroom and an office room and a small kitchen. That's their kitchen. Over there, people have, you don't need a dining room for everyone to sit. People take some food and wherever comfortable, they go outside and sit somewhere and eat. Over there, there is a tea time. You know, we start early morning, about 10 o'clock. There's one of the evangelist's wife, she come tea wherever everybody sits, they pass, and when finished, she go back and bring more. Same thing happen about 3:30, 4 o'clock. There is a tea time. This is part of the place that you can see the villagers come and sit there and listening to the word. I'm closing the pharmacy, keeping all the account, paperwork, everything straight. The last day that we were able to go and see a place about maybe 40 minutes drive from there, there is a waterfall. In the rainy season, the whole area will be covered with water. So right now it's pretty small, but it's a place that everybody come there, go and see that. It's the Niagara Falls of that town. This is the assembly meeting we went there, attended. On a Friday night, they have a cottage meeting. That's a vibrant church in city of Jagdalpur. City of Jagdalpur, maybe a little bigger than Greensboro. That brother in red shirt is translating for me there. They asked me to speak there. His dad started that. He was the pioneer missionary in that town about 60 plus years ago. He went to be with the Lord a few years ago. That's his youngest son. He's very gifted brother. He can not only translate, he is very talented and very gifted in preaching. And he did a lot of work in the nearby villages. He goes like almost 45, 1 hour on a scooter and go to the villages and preach. There are 4 assemblies formed outside in villages about 1/2 hour to 1 hour away. And one of the assembly, he told me, they had about 60 to 80 people. It's all villagers. And they built their church. Church building. And so there are a lot of work going on, and he got the Hindu conservative people, they caught him. He's the one taking our people to this Christianity, so they beat him up a couple of times, tried to file a case against him. The good thing happened was for all that thing, they have to come to the city, Jagdalpur. The police chief, the mayor, all his friends, because he went to the best high school and college. So they were his classmates. So they tried to protect him. Thank God that God, helped him in many ways. And he's also building a recording studio. One of the things he says that he can produce a lot of videos and audios and put their, you know, these tribal villages, we went to the mountainous areas, there is no electricity, nothing there. But all these people have cell phones. The government put certain places solar panels and with wires so they can connect to it and charge it. So last month onwards, Brother Babu Thomas started complete New Testament into audio, like a dramatized. So it will finish in a couple of weeks. So they are producing it so all these people can make an app and put it into their cell phones. These people love to listen to these dramas and audios, the music and cinemas. So once he completes in a couple of weeks, he planned to prepare to go to the village and give that to their phones. So that will be a, you know, government can stop a lot of things. But the latest technology, people can listen to their phone anytime they want. Nobody can stop them. So he's also getting involved in such work. He told me, James, the technology is helping us big time. Nobody can stop it. So please pray for his work and that assemblies. He told me we need more people come to the Lord, I mean, as a full-time workers, so they can we can teach these people. Because on Sunday, I can only go to two or three places because it's a long drive on a scooter. And he cannot, the assembly doesn't allow him to go many times. So they don't have workers. When I was going from there to the south, he told me, anywhere you go, please preach. Tell everybody, we need workers. Send them back here. We will train them and teach them the language. The language barrier is the biggest problem there. They had a small ceremony on Sunday that Babu Thomas still have a small group of small children. They are teaching and taking care of them. While we were there, according to their test and grade and all that, they give some gifts to them. So that time we took some pictures. They called one by one name. They stood up. This is the surrounding of area. You can see the roofs and the villages. The roof is the roof and the whole building, most of them built by that slate you see on the top. Most of the place you dig some soil, many of the areas, it's all slates underneath. So people can cut different shapes and build. Even the roof they built with the slates. The whole building is slate. We have seen big buildings, all of them cut small size slates and pack it up. There's school children going, all in uniform. School is a big thing over there. I mean, you know, when they go, they are going to study. Nothing much they can do about it. It's not like too much freedom that, you know, you go there, study, and come home. This is a big festival going on not far from Babu Thomas' place. It's a Christian meeting going on there. So Babu, this is the way he sells the New Testament. You can see his booth. Just a small table and the New Testament's there. And they will advertise there, and people after the meeting will come and buy the New Testament. It's a local scene when you go that she can carry and balance and walk with both hands free. You can see the old technology and new technology together. That's a scene you can see any part of India even today. That cow, they carry them, and he has that bucket most of the time. I don't want to say further, but everything from cow there, it's holy to them. And people go by, they give money to him to feed the cow, and he take from it and he survive. After our medical mission trip, Ross and myself, we went to the south, to our hometown. But some of the people from here came over there. They all went to see Delhi. They have some 300-400-year-old mosque and buildings. So these are some of the sites they visited. I never been there. I've been nearby a couple of times, but never had that urge to go and see the Taj Mahal. Somebody asked me, you want to go and see? I said, I have seen enough pictures, good enough. They are translating the Old Testament. Babu Thomas never thought that he will be able to complete or start the New Testament. Now the technology is helping him, and now they are he's having some help, a lot of young people. He's training them how to do the translation. And a lot of Christian young men coming there for training. And these are not them. They are some of the local educated kids. He's teaching them, and with their help, they translate maybe a chapter, then have every month, certain day, they get together. Then he read the chapter they translated and ask them, what do they understand? So from there, he pick up and make the correct corrections. And that's Grace, Babu's wife. She's doing all that. That's the last slide. So a couple of things I want to mention. The Old Testament translation, there are many other translation group like this going on all over India. Many group of people still do not have scripture in their language. So that's going on. I think a couple of months ago I got an email, another brother whom I know, that they completed the New Testament. So locals are doing this now. Mostly people from the south, the state we are from, called Kerala, have more education in India than any other state. So, and more Lord's people. So a lot of them go on to the north to learn and translate. So a lot of those work still going on in India. Please pray for India. And most importantly, the coming election next 2 weeks, 11th through 19th, in many parts of India, all over India, election is going on. Pray the Lord's will be done. Will be done. So pray for the government and the election. And pray for the Lord's work and Lord's people. Brother Mark, would you be?